welcome to another episode of Disney Movie News, everybody. This week we're talking about Coco, the Maleficent sequel, and Kermit the Frog. Hold on to your butts.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News. And girl, the feeling's good. Oh, yes, this lady's nice.
Oh, what a night.
It's happening. It's ladies' night here on Disney Movie News. Because Leo's in Ireland.
Bye, Leo.
We don't need him anyway.
Top of the morning to you, mate. That's not right at all. It'd be chap,
definitely,
I think.
LOL. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Disney Movie News. My name's Sarah Sterling. You can follow me on Twitter at @SarahSterling_ and on Instagram at @SarahGSterling. And, of course, follow Popcorn Talk on Twitter at @ThePopcornTalk and on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network.
Man, you have such a beautiful voice. It's so melodic.
Do I?
I love it. Hey, guys. I'm Keaton Markey. You guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. Happy to be back this week. And sorry I missed last week. I was traveling.
Sorry, I missed last week.
Hey guys, it's Renee, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Guys, Disney, movies, news.
News.
So much to discuss. Anything else? What's going on in your lives?
What's going on?
It feels so weird just to be like, in the news this week.
Ta-da! Oh, I have an embarrassing story today.
Let's do it.
So I work at Clever, and today I was reading off of a teleprompter, and I read the wrong number. I said, instead of the, you know how Britney, I don't know if you know, but Britney Spears' hit Toxic came out in 2003, I said 2013, and it went up.
Oh, no.
And people commented about it.
I was like, what's so bad about that?
Oh, no.
Just do another take.
Yep. There were no pickups. I just slipped it in there by accident. No one saw.
No.
But they ended up re-uploading it, and it's like this weird, like, glitch, and then I don't say it. So it's fine. And thank God, because it has a lot of views now, and I'm like, huh, whew. But anyway, so that happened to me today. So that wasn't fun. I was like, how do you misread a number? Like 2003, 2013,
it's
like
okay.
They don't even.
It's okay. Close. It happens.
The 10
we're not,
years.
We're not perfect. You're good.
10 years. I said Britney's 2013 hit Toxic.
It was still a hit in 2013.
This is true.
Actually, guys, I wasn't wrong. It's always a hit. It's a classic.
It's true.
It's a classic. Have you heard that mashup between that and the new T-Swift song? What do you think of the new T-Swift song, Lady?
Oh, my
God.
Story.
That's all I've been talking about all day. Oh, my God.
Do you like it?
No, I don't like it.
You don't? I don't like the song, but I appreciate the music video.
Same.
That's kind of how I feel about it.
You like the song?
I liked the song. Well, actually, I felt a little indifferent because I didn't love the chorus. And I felt like it was too dark.
Do.
Yeah.
Look,
it reminded me of, like, too sexy for... And then I was like, oh, it's sampling
that
song. But when the video came out, I understood. It felt very blank space to me because she's playing a character, and I'm all in again. All hands on deck. Yeah. That's a Tinashe song.
And I was like, I don't even know that song.
Anyway.
I
truly don't have it in me to talk about it more because I, like, just recorded a podcast where I, like, talked about it for, like, the whole podcast.
I've been talking about it all week at Clever. So
what about Bachelor in Paradise, Sarah?
We talked about Bachelor in
Paradise.
Yeah,
we did.
So,
we did before. We should do a pre-show just with, like, Disney Movie News girls discussing,
right?
Like, recapping Bachelor in Paradise.
Just, like, have Periscope on while we're getting ready every week.
This is what we need to do. Let us know in
anyway,
the comments.
In Disney Movie News, this is, well, whatever. We don't only do movies anymore, so I don't even need to explain why we're talking about Kermit.
Kermit D. Frog here.
Haven't covered, like, the Kermit, like, controversy that has been happening over the past, like, couple months. Do you guys know?
I don't know. I know you know because you used to be all up in Jim Henson.
I did used to work
I'm
at Henson.
So sorry.
I used to be all up in Jim Henson.
No,
I did used to work at Henson. But, I will report just the facts.
Just give us the facts.
So Steve Whitmire has been the puppeteer and voice of Kermit for like over 20 years. He took over as Kermit when Jim died. And then Disney, you know, acquired the Muppets in what, 2003? So Disney owns the Muppets now. The Henson family does not control the Muppets anymore. And then such a bland photo of Kermit. Someone says, there he is. And then Disney,
it's like a mugshot.
Disney fired Steve
Guys,
Whitmire.
It's not like he makes another face. What's an exciting photo?
Are you kidding
of Kermit?
Me?
Kermit makes all
he
the
makes
faces.
A lot of faces.
Look
he
at
makes
all
this
these...
one. The one where it's like,
I like when he like sucks. He's like, eat a lime or something.
Open mouth Kermit.
Open. So that, but his mouth open.
No, here's open mouth Kermit.
Oh my god, look have it. You not? There's so many Kermit memes.
Let me look.
You need to explore Kermit
has
more.
Like the most memes.
Guys, if I look up Kermit, I feel like I'm...
Look at that face! He's
it's
so...
literally him. The same eyes. The eyes
well, yeah,
are the
of course
same.
The eyes can't change.
But
they're
eyes...
Just...
That's where you see someone's soul.
No, okay. That's how like why puppets are so
in
amazing.
In the booth, can we get some various Kermits just to prove our point?
While I'm talking, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Just give us a variety of Kermit expressions.
Okay, so Disney fired Steve Whitmire, and everyone at first was really upset because they were like, "How dare you fire this man who's been puppeteer?" The one next to it, to the left.
To the left,
there we
to
go.
The left.
Here's a Kermit.
We just need the mole on him to be...
here's a great Kermit expression.
How do you even make that face? Like,
Everyone was upset with Disney because they were like, how dare you fire this guy who's been puppeteering Kermit forever?
Yeah, what did he do?
And then Steve made a statement being like, kind of insinuating that Jim had handed Kermit down to him, which is kind of not true. There's a shocked Kermit face. That one's really good.
Oh, shocked Kermit.
He's like, ugh. and then after Steve released a statement, the Henson family, Brian Henson specifically, released a statement being like, no, we back Disney up on firing Steve. And after, look at he's so happy. I keep getting distracted.
Okay, that I will say that has personality. The laying down one, I will admit.
Look
I see some.
Look at his eyes. They are
they're the same.
To his soul. No, but
they're literally
happy.
The same.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
They're different. Sorry, Sarah.
Yeah, so after Brian Henson came out and said that they fully support the decision to fire Steve Whitmire, everyone kind of shut up because, like, you know, if Brian Henson and Cheryl Henson are, like, weighing in saying that they thought it was time for Kermit to be voiced by somebody new, then, like, who are we to... Brené's like, why do people care?
Why would they feel like it's time for him to be voiced by someone new? I don't think that should be a thing.
Okay.
It's iconic.
Just reporting the facts.
There's no bias.
I definitely don't know anything else than what I'm reporting.
I can't wait till the cameras are off. I can ask Sarah.
Well, I mean, no, it was reported that, like, Steve is kind of hard to work with. He's kind of like...
Here we go. Diva.
Spongy.
Yeah, just, like, kind of a diva and just, like, also just kind of, like...
Reportedly.
Can we
people.
Please get the Kermit and T picture up?
He felt like
for
he
this.
Owned Kermit and, like, wouldn't kind of listen to anybody's input on, like, what Kermit should be. Like... I think one of the biggest criticisms of the Muppet Show that came out on ABC a couple years ago was that Kermit was way too, like, sad and cynical. And that, I think, is attributed a lot to Steve Whitmire's performance of him. Oh. Obviously the writing also, but, like, Kermit's, you know, whatever. So now there's a new voice of Kermit who has been working in puppetry for a long time. His name is Matt Vogel. And he has done a lot of puppets in his time, namely Big Bird.
That's a big puppet.
Wow.
Yeah.
In every sense of the word.
He's done a lot. Like, he's done so, like, I need to, like, look at his list. He's done, like, I think mostly Sesame Street characters. He's done Sweetums, Camilla the Chicken, who doesn't really do a voice. Count, Von Count, the Count. Big Bird. And now he is the new voice of Kermit. And I think it's fine. Like, there's some people in the comments being like, I don't really like his voice for Kermit. Sounds the same to me. Oops. So, there we go. Now we got a new voice for Kermit.
Who is under the Disney umbrella. So
yeah. No, the Muppets are Disney now.
Wait, can we hear it or no?
There is, if you click the link that I made you delete from the description of the video. yeah, there is a video of Kermit talking. It was a very, like, sly, there it is, like,
I'm
first
excited.
Release.
Ooh, I'm excited to hear it.
You guys are going to be like, sounds like Kermit.
Okay.
Really? Are you sure? Maybe I'm a Kermit
expert. Maybe she's going to see his soul through his eyes. Maybe. This guy always scared me. I don't like him. Oh, yeah. He really
this
scared
is something
me. He's like the
nightmare.
For another Muppet Fault.
It's the Ice Dragon. Muppet Thought of the Week.
Dreams are how we figure out where we want to go. Life is how we get there.
No, it sounds different.
I meant it this way.
It sounds like only a tiny bit different. It
yeah,
sounds
but
like
it's
Kermit.
Noticeable. It's okay.
It sounds like Kermit. God, you guys.
It sounds like Kermit, but it sounds different. Like, if you did, but here's the thing. If you didn't tell me, would I have noticed? Probably not. But because you told me, I do notice the difference. Hmm. It's yeah. slight, but it's there.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You do, I am not okay with
it. You do you, Kermit. Don't be a diva to work with, and then people will want to work with you.
Yeah.
For forever. Gracious.
Words to live by, Keaton.
It's be like gracious. The clip just played for everybody else. I'm waiting to see. He does sound a bit different. He sounds more like Jim's Kermit to me. Interesting. Yeah.
Well, very interesting.
Anyway, moving on to some parks news, just because. There's no picture for this. Don't worry about it. Hollywood Studios in Walt Disney World mm-hmm. has been going through a lot of changes recently that we've covered on the show, namely like the Great Movie Ride, which is the park's icon, being transformed into a new Mickey Mouse attraction. They also just generally like over the past maybe 5 years have been like doing things there that don't like really fit with the theme of like Hollywood. And now, recently, I don't know, Renee, you don't know what I'm talking about, but when you go to Disneyland, sometimes these people come up to you and they, like, survey you about your experience.
Oh, boy.
You gotta, like, don't make eye contact. That's how you get back. No, you just like, keep your head
always,
down, just go move straight, move
do
straight.
It because it's very guys. Important. It's very, no, but, like, sometimes they slip things into those surveys that are really telling to, like, what the company might be thinking about doing.
You were talking about this at one
with
one
Figment.
Point.
With Figment, right? A while back, they started surveying people about Figment. Like, do you like Figment? Do you know who Figment is? Things like that. So it came out recently that there was, like, maybe a survey going around asking people what they thought of different names that would potentially be used as the new name of Hollywood Studios. I think it's pretty unconfirmed that this is real, but like it's definitely spreading around like it's real. But the names of the parks that they were like, which of these names do you think like is a good name for this theme park? Disney Kaleidoscope Park. Disney what? Storyverse Park.
No.
Disney Hyperia Park.
Terrible.
Disney Beyond Park.
Oh, I like that. It's Disney like Bed Bath & Beyond.
Bed Bath & Disney. Disney Cinemagic Park. Disney Legends Park. Disney XL Park.
Oh my gosh.
Disney Cinemagine Park.
There's so many names.
So.
I liked Legends and I liked Cinemagic.
I like Cinemagic.
Cinemagic.
Sounds fun.
Oh, Ian is correcting me. This was supposedly an email survey, which is even kind of dumber because then people can really screenshot it and spread it around. Like in person, it's like really hard to like take a picture of the screen that they're surveying.
Well, look what they're doing. Let me just take a picture of this.
Anyway, even if it's not real, well, I mean, I personally would be fine with Disney Hollywood Studios changing their name because if it is going to be, like, less themed to Hollywood, then they should not call it Hollywood Studios anymore. Don't like any of these names. Really? I like Cinemagic the best.
Yeah, I agree. I think.
But also, Cinemagic isn't really that different from,
like, Hollywood Studios. That's the other thing. It's just like, agreed. Wait, why are you changing? I think we talked about this on the show. Are they changing California Adventure to not be... Like Paradise Pier and like all that stuff is not going to be California.
It's turning into
Pixar Land. Okay, Pixar Pier.
But the whole park, it's not like no, they've not said anything about changing the name of California Adventure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So.
Oh, Paradise Pier is where I get the margaritas, so it's my fave.
That's the Pacific Wharf.
Okay. Technicality.
Unless
but
you're
true.
Getting it
but true.
At the Cove Bar.
Okay. Touche. It's fine. She just Disney facted me. It's fine.
I'm fine.
Would it be Disney fact? I don't know. Disney facted? Anyways.
It's not a perfect
It's fine.
Delay.
It's fine.
Disney fact.
We're going to go back and edit this out like Renee's video with 2003.
Yikes.
Guys, too soon.
Shade. This is like definitely the most juicy. Well, not
Ooh.
Really. It's just like there's a lot of info.
Are we sipping more tea?
This story has the most bulk to it just because I think this past week Pixar invited a lot of different media outlets to come and tour the studio and hear about Coco, which is coming out pretty soon, honestly, like November.
Cool. Oh, wow.
And so there's like a lot of just people like talking about what they saw. The headline that caught my eye was how Coco was influenced by John Wick, Spirited Away, and Mexican history.
What? Huh? John Wick?
I know, right?
I am so pumped for this movie right now.
I know, I'm like, said, Leo's not here because Leo, like, can't shut up about John Wick.
Did he, like, fall over when he heard this, or does he even know?
He doesn't even know.
He didn't even know.
Also, what's really interesting is that Lee Unkrich, who's directing this, on Twitter this past week, he just, like, went on Twitter and was like, why is there so much animosity between Coco and Book of Life? Like, genuinely curious.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, I can't believe you're, like, tweeting about this. I can't believe no one's stopping you from tweeting about this.
Is it because they're in, like, the exact, almost the same vein in, like, right. Theme and all.
Not only that, they're both about a musician, yeah. Little kid musician, and
yeah, the like family doesn't want him to be a musician,
but
like,
he wants to, they want him to be a bullfighter,
and like Day of the Dead, yeah. Right, and like a lot of people brought that up to him, and then like a lot of people were like, as if we can only have one Christmas movie. Fair point, like whatever. I just was really surprised that he was like asking, like opening it up for
but that's how yeah. This discussion.
Good for him though.
Well, that's cool looking.
Yeah. That is a mythical creature that we will encounter in Coco. I forget its name.
Wait, that's in the princess stuff, too.
I know, it's in Elena.
Yeah.
I know, it's Elena.
It's like a jaguar parrot.
Yeah, sorry, I'm trying to look for the quote about John Wick in particular.
That's exactly what it is, a jaguar parrot.
Oh my god, you guys.
It's like a jaguar parrot.
Okay, so he says, we looked at Spirited Away and Howl's Moving Castle at the very beginning of making this movie. I don't think we lifted anything specific from that, but the spiritual feeling in those Miyazaki films was something we loved, and we tried to get an element of that in our film. And I think this concept art kind of best evokes that. That looks pretty Miyazaki to me in some way or another, doesn't it? Do you guys?
Yes. No, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Agree or not?
And agree.
I'm looking at all these pictures. And
I actually brought this picture up specifically once you said that.
Right.
Because of how it looks.
Where's this John Wick quote? I'm like looking for it. Okay.
Love that this is from this movie is based off of John Wick.
It's not based on John Wick. A number of intense lights and colors that Coco's Land of the Dead boasts doesn't and indeed can't come solely from the team's experience in Mexico. Feinberg elaborated that the movie was influenced by multiple movies that flagrantly use crazy colors and lights, including the action movie John Wick. That's how it's influenced by John Wick.
Got it.
And then Coco goes on some crazy... No, Coco's not the main...
Coco's
kid.
The grandmother.
Yeah, Coco's the...
Miguel. We also... Okay, so like, yeah. There's a lot of stuff that came from this like trip to Pixar, but then we got the released image of whatever the heck that jaguar is. And then there's a photo of Miguel's family.
Look Which at them. Which is super cute.
So cute. The little kid is wearing car shoes. You can't see it.
Oh, Easter eggs already. I love it.
Easter eggs. I'm sure someone in the comments has been like, what's the name of that thing?
Elena of Avalon. That's what
Disney Film Facts is saying the director of Book of Life tweeted back at Lee Unkrich agreeing with his statements, with Lee's statements. So that's really good. I like that they're all getting along. Like, I get, there's a lot of controversy just because, like, Disney tried to trademark Day of the Dead, Dia de los Muertos, whatever, which no one liked. And then, like, they're just, like, similar plot lines. So, like, people were upset. I get it. But, like, you can have more than one movie about Day of the Dead.
My question is, who at Disney was like, yeah, let's move forward and try to trademark. Like, Disney.
I know. I'm sure it just was, makes like, no I'm sure sense it was, like, marketing or, like, some other department. And, like, they didn't think about it. And, like, the creative team didn't get to, like, stop them or something. Like, I really don't think that, like, everybody would have been that dumb. I think it was just probably one person whose job is to trademark everything. And they just, like, went ahead. You know, there's someone whose job is just to trademark everything.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Sure. You're right.
You know, so they probably were just, like, they always, for every movie, just trademark, like, everything that they can. And they were trying to do the same thing, probably. That's just what I assume.
Super Iron Halo says the parrot, the jaguar parrot, or parrot jaguar, is called a Jaqueen.
Hakeen?
Hakeen.
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 Where's Leo? Where's Leo?
Leo! Hakeen.
Hakeen.
Hakeen. Hakeen.
Yeah. So that's the Coco news. I mean, it's not really news. Just lots of images, lots of fun stuff. That people found out this weekend.
I want a jaguar.
I'm suddenly worried they ripped off Spirited Away more than Book of Life. No, they definitely didn't. They're just saying that like they wanted that whimsical element that Miyazaki films have. So don't be concerned.
When is Coco released?
Thanksgiving.
So soon. November's. It's already September, basically.
crazy.
This year, it's been nuts. You know, the 2 year anniversary of Disney Movie News is in October.
Oh my god,
can you believe it?
So romantic. It feels like
way longer.
Sarah loves us.
It feels like we've been doing this for like 4 years. It feels the same for Thingamavlogs. Like Thingamavlogs just had their 2 year anniversary, and I was like, really? We've been doing this for like 5 years. Halloween time at Disney parks has started already. Disney World has already started having their Mickey's Halloween parties or Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party
Mickey's
in Florida.
Super early.
Can you believe they're having parties in August in Florida?
They are?
Yeah.
It is 94 degrees out at 9 p.m. and they're having Disney Halloween party
in Florida.
Oh, in Florida.
Yeah,
how hot is Florida right now? I don't know.
Probably
I'm not humid.
But ours start, I think September 15th is when Haunted Mansion Holiday opens. But our Halloween parties, are in like DCA now, which is why a lot of Halloween stuff is happening to DCA. Namely Cars Land is getting a Hall-o-ween overlay.
What?
Like tow truck, you haul. And then
clever.
They announced that Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout is getting a Halloween overlay. Which is funny because
what do you mean they're gonna turn it back in?
Right.
You the could Tower say of Terror.
That the Halloween overlay of Mission Breakout is just Tower of Terror. No, it has like a whole new. I just got a shiver. It has a whole new storyline. It's called Guardians of the Galaxy: Monsters After Dark. And it still involves Rocket and Groot. And okay, where's the right. Okay, as guests enter the lobby of the fortress, they may be startled by flashing alarms and creepy sounds. Warning signs that creatures have escaped from their cages.
No.
The collector's ever-resourceful assistant, Afeta, I don't know, tries to keep calm by reassuring guests that it's all in order and this is just a momentary setback. I doubt it will be. Why are you laughing at me?
I doubt it will be.
I just,
be.
Like, love you. You're, like, writing the script in your head as you're reading, like, the
A 1970s-style punk song called Monsters After Dark plays during the ride.
Fitting.
Only one song?
Written by Guardians of the Galaxy composer Tyler Bates.
Very on brand.
Yeah. The story will pick up moments after Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout, when Rocket realizes that they somehow left Groot behind. And so you have to go back and save Groot.
Dun, dun, dun.
The whole thing's a little funny to me just because, like, Mission Breakout is you helping Rocket save the Guardians of the Galaxy. So then you save the Guardians of the Galaxy, and then you're on your way out, and you're like, wait, we forgot Groot. Let's go back and save Groot again. Like, we just saved him.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Oh, Disney.
So there we are.
What are you guys going to be for Halloween? Do you know?
Yes, but I can't say it here.
I don't know yet. Do you know?
Me and my roommates, I think we're going to do a group costume, and we have, like, three different ideas that we're, like, bouncing around. But then somebody told me and my boyfriend that we should be Ygritte and Jon Snow.
You should be. That'd be good for you.
Oh, yeah, that would be good for you.
I think it would be fun. I don't know, though. He thinks it's too common. Wait. He wants to do something a little more edgy. And
no one does Ygritte.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. I was like, everybody's going to be doing Daenerys and Jon Snow now.
Kim Possible. Killer Kim Possible.
Maybe I'll do that. That would be fun. We'll see. We'll see.
Side part, poof it up a bit. Get the green pants.
The green cargo pants.
Yeah.
What does she wear for shoes? Just boots? I don't remember. And a black fitted shirt. Turtleneck? Question mark? I don't remember.
It's a crop top.
It's a crop turtleneck. Top. Kim brought crop tops before everyone else wanted crop tops.
Someone in the chat pointing out the Guardians overlay only runs at night.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be regular.
It's a really intense picture of.
You know, right? Also, don't be discouraged about Halloween parties at DCA because they were at DCA for the very first 2 years that they ever existed. So it was fun.
You just got facted.
It was fun back then.
You
it'll
just
be fun
got
now.
Disney facted by Sarah Sterling.
Oh my gosh.
Like that.
I do have a costume planned for Mickey's Halloween party. Tiff and I are doing something. Can't reveal what it is.
Yeah, and Tiff is watching in the chat, so she really can't reveal.
Is it going to be really good, though?
I want to know what it is.
You're building the
so
hype.
So bad.
And I'm all about
I might tell you after.
Okay, cool.
Good.
I won't tell anyone, Tiff, I promise.
Okay, you guys. The thing that no one's been waiting for.
Nope.
The Maleficent sequel.
Who cares?
Why?
Sorry, what?
Why? Why?
Angelina Jolie
another
wants,
one?
Wants to get back on film.
She can be in anything. She's Angelina Jolie. I know she's getting over a breakup, but like, come on. Maleficent, there should not be a second Maleficent. Sorry.
I feel like they were planning on doing one from the very beginning, and it just got delayed.
It also flopped.
Oh, my God. Linda Wolverton is writing it. She wrote Beauty and the Beast. And now she's writing this. Everyone's saying hi to Tiff now in the chat. So, yes, it's the sequel. The original made $757 million.
That's insane.
Worldwide.
And then
it's
they,
huge,
you know, they
the
found their scriptwriter, and they're moving forward with it.
So she did not write the first Maleficent script?
No, I don't
so
think
so.
So
it can only go up from here, really.
But she did write...
She worked on the first Maleficent. I don't think she wrote the whole thing.
But she wrote Beauty and the Beast?
She did.
I rewatched Beauty and the Beast on the airplane on the way home yesterday, and really not good.
She wrote the original.
Oh. Original, great. New one, really not good.
I'm pretty sure she wrote the original. Yeah, she did. But a lot of people attribute all the plot holes to her, so, lol.
Ooh, shade. Sipping the tea tonight, guys.
Sipping the tea. I've
like
never...
Kermit.
I don't know what that means.
Maleficent 2, still Maleficent. I'm just like, what else do you do? Like, the first movie led us up, like, where do you go from the first one?
Is it like, because doesn't she get killed eventually? Like,
no.
No, but doesn't Maleficent, not in the first one, but in the Sleeping
right.
Beauty, the dragon gets stabbed by Prince whoever,
yeah.
And then he goes and saves Sleeping Beauty, but right. We didn't get that far in Maleficent 1, right?
Well, I don't know. They, like, have Philip and everything.
Oh, yes. His name is Philip.
Philippe.
That's Beauty and the Beast. But, no, I think we could have the
she
downfall.
She pricks her finger and stuff.
Does she ever wake up?
Yeah. Maleficent wakes her up.
Oh.
It's Maleficent's true love that wakes her up. LOL.
We don't even need Philip in this story.
I have such disdain for the Maleficent movie. I'm sorry for anybody listening who likes it. It's just like a like Disney movie for
I think it should
babies.
Just, it should be called Maleficent 2 Wicked.
Let's just make Wicked instead.
Defying gravity.
Whatever.
Apparently,
everyone in the chat agrees that they don't like it, so it's
Maleficent's
fine.
Redemption.
No one's going to be mad for us saying prequel. Maybe it was already a prequel. The first one
and
was
then
a
make
prequel.
Another prequel to the prequel.
What is it called? Is it an Inception prequel? Prequel Inception? I don't know.
My God.
It doesn't need to happen.
Honestly, she better turn into a dragon. Well, in Maleficent, she had her Diablo turn into a dragon.
She lost her wings too. That's dramatic. They cut off her
That
wings.
Was terrible. I couldn't even... Whatever. Okay. Anyway. Winnie the Pooh got another voice. Is
what?
Piglet.
And it's not a girl. I'm mad.
Nick Mohammed to voice Piglet in the Christopher Robin movie. Here he is. I don't know who this guy is. He's
Why
from
that
Nutcracker.
Picture?
Yeah.
Oh, does he not have
all,
any other
that's
pictures?
That's the best headshot you can
He's also going to be in Disney's Christmas movie, Nutcracker in the Four Realms. And he's voicing Piglet.
Good
I don't know.
Him.
If Piglet doesn't sound like Piglet, it's going to be weird as heck.
Yeah, I don't know what
oh,
he sounds
boy.
Like when he...
Oh, bother.
Oh, bother.
I'm curious, though.
Oh, poo. Oh, rabbit.
I know. His name wasn't Diablo in the movie. I know. That's super Halo.
Why that picture? I can't get over that.
I chose it, okay?
No, that was on the article, though.
I know.
That's whatever.
I could have Googled a different picture of him, though.
How dare you, Sarah?
We know Piglet's always been a boy, but he sounds very feminine.
Oh, he does.
Boy.
We know that Piglet genitally is a boy.
Does Piglet have
genitals? If you
want genitals?
To talk about Piglet's genitals, we'll go there.
I don't need to.
Chat. Sorry, I'm like, when we talk about, like, gender
oh
and
my
Disney,
gosh.
Like,
she's gender
Disney
neutral.
Characters.
Let Piglet be gender neutral.
Everyone's going to die in the chat.
Oh my god. I can't wait. It's about to pop up. How does Piglet... Oh dear.
There it is.
Hey Boo.
Can we find out what else Nick Mohammed was in?
Oh, Nick Mohammed. Yeah. Oh, look at, there's so many great pictures of him.
I like the picture of him shaving. If you Google him, you're, oh, he's shaving, frosting.
Sprinkles.
He's fun. I like him.
He does seem fun.
But what was he in other than the movie that's also not out yet?
The Martian?
No, why is that Naomi Scott right
was
there?
Was Naomi Scott the last person you looked up?
Oh, yeah. Maybe the last person I Googled was here.
Was for
when we Googled.
You don't Google people often? That's
people?
No. I don't know anything that he's been in. I don't know anything that he's been in.
Me neither.
He's a newcomer.
Maybe. Oh, he's going to be in Winnie the Pooh, though.
He's
so. Gonna,
it's Christopher Robin. He... Who is this guy?
Sarah B. Gibbon Piglet, his yearly physical.
Sorry about it.
Oh, man.
Let's have a gender reveal party for
Piglet.
Oh,
people. No. Oh.
My genitals. There's nothing. He was in The Martian and Bridget Jones's Baby.
What? Who was he in Bridget Jones's Baby?
Guy number three.
Yeah, probably. He was...
I saw that. I don't remember him.
I did not. I don't
extended like end credits he was in.
Oh!
Oh, wow.
Oh, he was also in the movie.
Okay. Okay, wow.
Cool. And a lot of TV shows. The Martian.
Oh, boy.
A lot of TV shows. A lot of TV shows. None of them that I recognize, so. He's going to be Piglet.
It's his big day.
He's a popular British comedian, says Disney Film Facts.
Oh, I like that. I'll look him up. You've just been Disney facted. From Disney Film Facts.
Always helpful. That's like our news lineup.
What else is going on?
Yeah. I feel like there's more Disney news that I was like, oh, if there's time, I'll talk about it. But I forget what it was.
Any trailers been released recently? No.
We should be getting more from Coco eventually.
Casting? No casting?
There's so much that we saw from Coco at D23. Remember me.
Why is Leo away? Where's he?
Leo's currently at a Harry Potter convention in Ireland. And I'm a little bit annoyed because Harry Potter conventions are my thing.
Yeah, that's why I was very confused when I found out you were actually still in town. I was like, wait.
Yeah. So last year was the first LeakyCon that happened in a while. LeakyCon being the Harry Potter convention that I've been going to since 2009. But I went, my first convention was 2007. And it was here and he got invited to play Sirius Black in a live play that they were doing at the convention.
Was that the one with that Ivana Lynch kind of no, that was when they redid, they did a live taping of the Harry Potter musical. Sorry.
Right. And so they invited him back to reprise his role as Sirius Black in Dublin, Ireland, where they're hosting LeakyCon this year. So he went, and I was going to go with him, but I signed up for the Disneyland Half Marathon this weekend. So I'm doing that, and I was like, I could defer. Like, you can pay. Here's the thing. You pay for the race, and then if you can defer a race, but you have to pay $75 to defer it, which means you can have free – you just move your registration to next year's race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm just like, I already paid so much money for this race. I'm not going to pay $75 more to just, like, do it later. So I'm just like – I just stayed to do that. And
how are you feeling about it?
About the race?
Yeah.
I'm unprepared per usual. Also, this time I'm doing the double. I'm doing the challenge.
Oh, no.
Which means I'm doing the 10K on Saturday and the half marathon on Sunday.
I don't understand people who like to run. I know.
I don't like running.
I hate it.
I think runner's high is a fake.
No, it's not real.
It's not real.
It's a fake.
That's what people who run like to tell people who don't run to make them feel bad about themselves. There's
There's runners. Rare times that I'm running, and after a while, I'm just like, I could go forever. But it's rare. It's super rare.
I've never ran and been like, this is great, ever. I feel that way when I'm sitting down. I don't call it sitting down high, but that exists for those sitters out there. You know what I'm talking about.
I love that sitting down high. Love it.
Yeah, Disney's the only thing that could get me to run.
I only do
Disney races. The thing is, I forget what I was going to say. LOL. I don't run them. I like walk them.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, it's walking's still really cool. Still really hard.
Do you
to walk.
Take pictures with Heelys. A lot of the characters?
No, I don't. I have never taken a picture of the character during a race because you have to keep a 16-minute mile. If you take longer than 16 minutes, they pull you off the course.
Oh.
And you don't get to finish. So it's a very, like, fine line between, like, being in a high enough up corral because they, like, place you in different corrals so you start at different times, like, how long the character meet and greet line is. Because, like, sometimes if you stop for a character, you will, like, get pulled off the track because the line is so long. So.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Is there food?
At the race?
No, they pass you water, right? As
they
you're
give
running?
You water yeah. and Powerade, and then afterwards they give you a snack box and a banana.
Great. Oh, that's nice of them. It's going to be hot.
I know. Well, but the race is at like 5 in the morning.
Okay. I'm like, my boyfriend wants to go to Disneyland tomorrow because he has a week off, and I'm like, this is like the first time I don't want to go to Disneyland ever just because like the idea of going in this heat, I'd literally just be in line for Splash Mountain over and over again or the... I for once want to sit on like the edge of the whitewater rafting ride, so I do get splashed.
Right,
but I always avoid that seat usually. I don't know; it just does not sound like fun to me.
Yeah, I mean, usually I just usually if I'm just doing the half marathon, I'll run walk it. But this time, my plan is to just walk the 10K completely, so that I'm not dead for the half marathon, and then just kind of like run enough that I'm not near the pacers. But mostly walk it also.
Oh, so there are pacers that chase
you. Yeah, there's
you.
These people with balloons that are keeping pace. And, like, sometimes you'll just, like, turn around and they're, like, right there. And you're like, oh, my God, I got to run faster.
That would tear. Oh, my God, I don't like that
with
one
balloons,
bit.
That feels so nice.
So you can see
them. You.
No, it's like it. It's like
it's
the
very
creepy
funny.
Kid.
Like, I forget what race it was. Maybe 2 years ago I did a race where I was so unprepared. And I fell back so far. I was right near the pacers. They, like, kept passing me a little bit. And I, like, run. And then... We, like, got kind of bottlenecked, like, everyone around me. And everyone was like, link arms. Then they can't pass.
Oh,
my. It was a safety pin. Like, pop the balloon. Like, everyone was getting, like, crazy at the end of the race. It was really funny.
That's awesome.
Oh, my
but
gosh.
It'll be fun. Like, Aldi, our friend, is doing it with me. And we're, like, staying in a hotel in Anaheim. That's, like, walking distance to the race start, which will be really nice. And we, like, made sure to get a hotel that has a jacuzzi so that, like, after the 10K,
yes.
we can, like, soak in the jacuzzi and, like, get all recharged for the half. What?
Wouldn't you want to recharge in the nice cold pool?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
Jacuzzi?
It's going to be hot.
Do you know what season it is?
I forget how hot it was. I definitely got to put my legs in a jacuzzi, though.
She does. You got to, because the muscles are going to get
I don't
tight.
Run. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Sorry, guys.
You need Charlie horses after those things?
Charlie horses are the worst. I get them from, like, when I'm sleeping. I don't even get them for good reasons.
You need to eat more potassium and have
potassium.
More water. You're dehydrated.
I don't
and you
like
need
bananas.
There's other things that have potassium in it.
I always just think bananas.
No, there's other things.
I mean,
just,
I'm sure
that's just because the movies tell you that. No, do some research. You can take pills, too.
Yeah.
Potassium pills. I like that.
Yeah. You
can swallow some pills,
horses.
Drink more water. I don't get them, like, all the time. I see them
stretch.
More so in college. I don't stretch either.
It's because you probably drank a lot in college.
Oh, my God.
Keaton, I would never do that.
Okay. Dehydration. It dehydrates you, and it's a poison. Anyways.
And then by the time I am done, Leo will be home on Monday, so I'll be gone. Oh, I am Disney bounding, as someone said. I hope that you see your costume.
I was going to ask you what you were going to
do. I'm not going to tell you what I'm Disney bounding. But I will tell you that the 10K is Monsters, Inc. themed.
Oh.
And the
half.
You have
to dress up?
No, you don't have to.
You don't have to. But
and then the half
do.
Is Toy Story. But, like, content.
Who wants to run in a monster costume?
I'm Disney bounding. I'm going to wear, like, athletic clothes that are colored to a Disney character. Yeah.
We need to bring
So I'm keeping with the themes. You definitely don't have to. Like, I know a lot of people are, like, going to wear whatever. But I'm doing a Monsters, Inc. Disney bound for
Mike Wazowski.
Saturday and a Toy Story Disney bound for Sunday.
I'm
very
exciting.
I'm gonna like your pick on Instagram.
I love Sarah's Disney bounds because they're super cute.
I'm such a freak, like, with my races, because I'm like, I like put on makeup to do the race. I'm sorry, but like, they take pictures of you during the race.
I just like, hey,
I'm like,
I was like, no.
And also, like, I don't want to sound like a huge jerk, but like, there have been times, like, I've been my first Disney race I did in 2012. Back then, no one really watched my YouTube channel. Now, a lot of people at Disney things recognize me.
There's expectations for
and people during the race will be like, can I get a picture with you?
No!
I'm fine with it because usually I'm just walking. But that's why I gotta wear makeup.
And then the Pacers will get her. You guys cannot stop Sarah for a picture. It has to be the moving kind of selfie that you have to do with the characters when right. you don't want to wait in line and they're yeah. walking to their spot.
Yeah.
Sarah becomes like the new Disney attraction during the Disney race.
It's really funny though. Like they have people just like stationed on the side taking pictures of photo pass people. And I always like try to do crazy stuff and they like don't take my picture. I'll be like, I'll take my phone out and I'll just be like to try to get them to take a picture of me with my phone out and they're like,
No. I just remember the one time I went to Disney with you and Lily. Leo, how many times they were stopped to get pictures taken of them.
Oh my gosh, I want to be around Leo and Sarah when people come up to them.
Can I just tell you, so one of like the happiest, like the most exciting times whenever I went to Disneyland is it was Dapper Day and they were doing a meet and greet. And so there's a really long line to meet all the Thingamavlogs guys at the meet and greet. And I was like, I'm not going to wait in that line because like I know these people, but I just kind of was going to wave from them from afar. And then a little girl in the line goes, oh my God, you're Keaton. And I was like, you know who I am. It just like melted my heart. It was the cutest
that
thing
is
ever.
The cutest thing ever.
Life. It meant so much to me.
I'm just going to start asking people at Disney, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? Until one person says yes.
Do you want a picture with me?
I'm so full of myself.
No, you're not. You guys are so like chill about it. That's
you're so
like,
humble.
They're very humble.
Down to earth.
Sit down. Be humble.
Oh, man. Well.
Anyway.
Cool. Anything else going on, guys? Oh, what? Very interested and curious about the live-action Aladdin film that hits theaters August 2018.
Well, it's officially in production.
That's exciting. Wow! Isn't Mulan officially in pre-pro?
It's in pre-pro. It's going to start 2018.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
We've reported a lot on it, so go back and watch past episodes.
Binge our Disney Movie News show.
Also, what do you guys...
Oh, my God, the meme.
What?
But the last race I did was the Star Wars 10K, and there's a picture of me literally crossing the finish line. They, like, took a picture of me crossing the finish line, and I'm looking at someone to my side, and I'm making the meanest face. I'm like,
oh, send it to
oh
me.
Oh, my God. Where someone, is somebody no, in the chat?
I memed it. Like, I use it on Twitter all the time where I'm just like, when something happens.
I'm looking right now.
Truly,
is this media? Did I get a media?
Truly just my resting face. You guys looking for it?
Yeah, of course I am. Are you kidding me?
All I want you to do is do one of those races in your the suit.
Lester, I could never. I would die.
The suit you wore to the Goofy movie suit.
Yeah, Lester.
Oh, Lester. That's the same.
All I want is pictures. Someone send me a link.
All I want is pasta all the time.
Pasta. Actually, I want both versions of pasta.
Oh, my God.
I want the food and the dog. I'm also really hungry
right
now.
Look how cute these Disney bounds are.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe.
Kimoji.
We're just, like, not talking about anything and just looking
at We're just
at
looking
computers.
At Sarah's Instagram.
I'm trying to find this picture, you guys. Do you guys know what she's talking about? Have you seen it?
Everyone knows what they're talking
guys,
about.
Guys, tweet me, at Renee Ariel. Also, follow my Instagram, at Renee Ariel. And please, show me this photo. I'm very curious.
I want to see this photo, too.
Send it to Keaton as well. And also follow her on Instagram and Twitter.
I think I already found it. Here it is.
If you follow Pasta, you can follow me.
You can follow us, too.
Oh, my God. It's just, like, not loading.
Oh, my God. Oh!
It's just my face.
Sad eye!
It's just my natural face.
She looks so
That is my favorite
off.
Thing. That is hysterical.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's so funny.
Thank you guys for watching Disney Movie News.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where can we follow everybody?
I'm Sarah Sterling. You can follow me on Twitter at @SarahSterling_ and on Instagram at @SarahGSterling and on Sarah Sterling on YouTube and Thingamavlogs on YouTube.
Awesome. You guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. KeetinMarchi.
You guys can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel. And if you want to hear me mess up numbers, make sure to check me out on Clever.
Yeah.
See you guys next week.
Hold on to your butts.
Give us a thumbs up.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.